Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been receiving such thoughtful questions from parents, and today I want to talk about something that might feel really scary when it happens in your home. When your little one becomes fascinated with fire or does things that feel dangerous, it can make your heart race with worry. But I want you to take a deep breath with me, because what I'm about to share might completely change how you see these moments. First, let me tell you something important. You are not alone in this. The magic book whispers that curiosity about fire and exploring cause and effect through risky behaviors is actually a completely normal part of how 6- and 7-year-old brains learn about the world. Your child isn't being defiant or trying to scare you. Their beautiful, developing mind is asking, "What happens when I do this? How does this work? What will happen if?" Here's what the research shows us, and it's actually quite wonderful. At ages 6 and 7, your child's prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for impulse control and understanding consequences, is still growing and developing. It won't be fully mature until they're in their 20s. So when your child sees matches or a lighter and feels drawn to explore, their brain is literally wired to be curious about cause and effect. They're not thinking about danger the way we adults do. They're thinking, "I wonder what this does. Doctor." Caroline Miller from the Child Mind Institute reminds us that young children have little natural self-control and need our guidance to develop the skills to manage their impulses safely. The American Academy of Pediatrics tells us that consistent rules about safety, combined with environmental modifications, are the most effective strategies for preventing dangerous behaviors in young children. And fire safety experts explain that children's fire-setting behavior is typically curiosity-driven, and providing supervised opportunities to learn about fire safety actually reduces dangerous experimentation. So what does this mean for you, dear parent? It means your child's fascination with fire or dangerous things isn't a character flaw or a sign that something is wrong. It's a sign that their brain is developing exactly as it should. They're natural scientists, exploring their world and learning how things work. Now, let's talk about gentle ways to channel this beautiful curiosity safely. The magic book suggests that instead of just saying no, we can become our child's safety guide and curiosity partner. Here are some wonderful approaches that honor their need to explore while keeping them safe. First, environmental safety is your best friend. Remove matches, lighters, and other dangerous items from places your child can reach. This isn't about not trusting them. It's about understanding that their impulse control is still developing, and we can help by making safe choices easier. Second, satisfy their curiosity in supervised ways. If your child is fascinated by fire, you might light a candle together during dinner and talk about how fire works, how it helps us, and how we stay safe around it. You could visit a fire station, read books about fire safety, or even do safe science experiments that show cause and effect in other ways. Third, teach safety rules as loving guidance, not scary warnings. Instead of saying, "Fire will hurt you," you might say, "Fire is a powerful tool that only grown-ups use, and when you're older, I'll teach you how to use it safely too." This honors their growing independence while keeping them safe now. The magic book also reminds us that connection comes before correction. When you discover your child has done something dangerous, take a breath and remember they were exploring, not trying to cause harm. You might say, "I can see you were curious about how this works. Let's learn about it together in a safe way." Now, let me tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover that their actions create ripples of positive change in the world. When they choose to help a scared child instead of focusing only on themselves, they learn that we can choose actions that help and heal rather than actions that might cause harm. This story is so special because it shows children that they have the power to make choices and that caring actions create positive change. After reading this story with your child, you can talk about how their choices affect others, just like Lucas and Ella learned. You might ask, "What are some ways we can use our curiosity to help and heal instead of in ways that might be dangerous?" The beautiful thing about this story is that it doesn't lecture or scare children about dangerous behaviors. Instead, It shows them the joy and satisfaction that comes from making thoughtful, caring choices. It plants seeds of wisdom about considering consequences and choosing actions that create positive ripples in the world. Remember, my wonderful friend, your child's curiosity is a gift. Their desire to understand how things work, to explore cause and effect, to test boundaries, these are all signs of a healthy, developing mind. Your job isn't to squash that curiosity, but to guide it safely. When you see their fascination with dangerous things as learning rather than misbehavior, everything shifts. You can stay calm, they feel safe to be curious with your guidance, and connection wins. You become their safety partner instead of the person who always says no. The research shows us that children whose parents respond with calm, clear boundaries while addressing underlying curiosity show better safety compliance and reduced risk-taking behaviors over time. When we honor their need to explore while teaching safety, we're building the foundation for lifelong good judgment. So tonight, when you tuck your little explorer into bed, remember that their curious spirit is exactly what will help them learn and grow. Your gentle guidance, your patient teaching, your loving boundaries, these are the gifts that will help them channel their beautiful curiosity in safe and wonderful ways. The magic book and I believe in you, dear parent. You have everything you need to guide your child through this phase with love and wisdom. Trust your instincts, stay connected, and remember that every moment of curiosity is an opportunity for learning and growth. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.